Hash, something's wrong in our Welsh village. Posted by you, Welsh Mam 2024, 3 hours ago. I need to get this out somewhere. And I can't talk to anyone local about it. My husband thinks I'm losing my mind. But I know what I've seen. We moved to Llanfairpwll. Not the famous long-named one. Just a tiny village with the same name. In Gwynedd 6 months ago with our two kids, Emma, 8, and Toby, 5. Seemed perfect. Cheap rent. Good schools nearby. Beautiful countryside. Too good to be true. As it turns out, it started small. Mrs. Pritchard next door mentioned that the postman had been acting odd, standing at letterboxes for ages, just staring. Then the milkman stopped coming altogether. No explanation. Just stopped. When I rang the dairy, they said he'd quit without notice and moved away. Apparently, he was shaken up about something. The first really strange thing happened 3 weeks ago. Emma came home from school upset because her teacher, Miss Williams, had been speaking Welsh wrong. Now, Emma's been learning Welsh since we moved here. And she's picked it up remarkably fast. Kids do, don't they? But she insisted Miss Williams was saying words that hurt her ears and made her feel sick. When I asked Emma to repeat what she'd heard, she just shook her head and said the words felt sharp in her mouth. I thought it was just childhood dramatics until I went to parents' evening last week. Miss Williams looked different, paler, thinner, with dark circles under her eyes. When she spoke about Emma's progress, I noticed her accent had changed. She'd always had a lovely lilting Welsh accent, but now it sounded harsher somehow, more guttural. And there were these odd pauses in her speech, like she was translating in her head. But the worst part was when she slipped into Welsh, presumably to show off Emma's progress, and I felt it too. This horrible, crawling sensation up my spine. The words didn't sound like the Welsh I'd been hearing around the village. They sounded older. Wrong. That night, Toby woke up screaming. When I rushed to his room, he was pointing at the window, sobbing about the singing lady. I looked out but saw nothing except the usual view of the churchyard across the lane. But I could swear I heard something, a woman's voice, very faint, singing what might have been a lullaby in that same wrong-sounding Welsh. I'm not the only one who's noticed changes. My neighbour on the other side, Mr. Jones, used to be the chattiest man you'd ever meet. Now he barely acknowledges us. And when he does speak, it's only in Welsh, which is fine. Except he used to always greet us in English. And his Welsh sounds different too. Older. The really frightening thing happened yesterday. I was walking through the village with the kids when we passed the church. The door was open. And I could hear singing from inside, that same haunting melody Toby had mentioned. Emma grabbed my hand tightly and whispered, "Ma'am, they're singing the sharp words again, against my better judgment." I peered inside. The entire congregation was there, maybe 20 people, all singing in unison. But they weren't looking at hymn books or the altar. They were all facing the back wall, where there's this old stone carving I'd never really noticed before. And their voices. God. Their voices. It was like they were singing with their throats turned inside out. Mrs. Pritchard saw me looking and turned around. For just a second. Her eyes looked completely black. Not the pupils, the whole eye. Then she blinked and they were normal again. And she smiled and waved like nothing had happened. I pulled the kids away and we practically ran home. Today, Emma refused to go to school. She's never done that before. She loves school. But she just kept saying that Miss Williams isn't Miss Williams anymore, and that the words she teaches want to live in her mouth. I found myself looking up the history of our village online. There's not much, but I did find a mention of some kind of incident in the 1800s. Something about a chapel that burned down and people disappearing. The records are vague, but there are references to the old tongue and warnings about words that should not be spoken. The stone carving in the church is mentioned too. Apparently, it predates the church by centuries, possibly Bronze Age. The article suggests it might have been part of a much older religious site. I'm starting to think that whatever happened here before is happening again. And somehow, the language, the Welsh that people are speaking, is connected to it. Like the words themselves are alive somehow, changing people. My husband thinks I'm being ridiculous. He says it's just rural life, that people are naturally more reserved in small villages, that I'm imagining things. But he started speaking more Welsh too, and yesterday I caught him humming that same haunting melody. I'm scared, not just for me, but for my children. Emma's been having nightmares, and this morning I found her practicing writing in her notebook, except the letters looked wrong. Like Welsh, but not quite. When I asked her about it, she said Miss Williams taught her the proper way to write the old words. I think we need to leave soon, before whatever's happening to everyone else happens to us. But I'm terrified it might already be too late. Update. Just tried to book train tickets to Manchester online. The website kept glitching, switching all the text to Welsh. But not normal Welsh, the same wrong-looking script Emma was writing. And I could hear that bloody singing again. Even though no one else is home, I think they know I'm trying to leave.